We anticipate an FDA approval for the Pfizer vaccine, and we believe next week we'll see FDA approval for the Moderna vaccine.
In a video, Governor Ron DeSantis set the state's priorities for vaccine distribution. While he expects the state to begin receiving vaccines later this month, the governor concedes there will not be enough for everyone who wants it. So priorities are being set for Florida.
The top priority will be our residents of our long-term care facilities. Number two will be healthcare workers who are in high-risk and high-contact environments. And number three, to the extent we have enough, we want to start getting it out into the broader 65 and over community, as well as those who have significant comorbidities.
One point stressed by DeSantis is that nobody will be mandated to be vaccinated. He reminds Floridians there are different types of vaccines that are about to roll out, with each having slightly different requirements.
The Pfizer vaccine, we think, will be the first to arrive. It has extraordinary storage requirements, and it does require two doses separated by 21 days. And that's the same for the Moderna vaccine. Now, it's easier to store. It doesn't require the ultra cold storage, but it does require two doses. Instead of 21 days, you have 28 days.
But wait, there's more.
There are other vaccines on the horizon. One that's very promising is the one that's being manufactured by Johnson & Johnson. They have already produced this at an industrial scale. Importantly, it only requires one dose, and it doesn't require any type of special storage.
For now, only Pfizer and Moderna have applied for approval by the Food and Drug Administration. Watching the progress is Pensacola Mayor Grover Robinson, who is okay with DeSantis' vaccination priorities.
I think obviously we would have liked to have been in Northwest Florida in the front part of it, but there's no doubt that Southeast Florida is seeing a more significant impact. I understand those things. I mean, from what I've understood, that our expectation is we should see things by January.
During his weekly virtual news conference, the mayor said the first wave is what the focus is on for the time being.
Healthcare workers, which I think are vitally important. First responders, which has been a part of our modeling and reporting all along, and then finally really moving into those congregate living facilities with our elderly. This is really the worst place we see the impact.
The key right now, as Robinson sees it, is getting the vaccine to those three groups.
That begins to make it easier for us to deal with COVID cases in hospitals. It makes us easier to know that we're going to still be able to offer first responder services and things to keep the community going. And then, more importantly, we're going to be able to take care of our elderly that are in congregate living facilities.
But until needle meets arm, Mayor Robinson repeated the mantra of staying safe we've heard the past 9 months: masks, distancing, and hand cleaning. And he had the latest COVID-19 figures to back that up.
The state positivity rate is 6.96, and in Escambia County, 9.65 on December 2nd, 8.24 on the 3rd, and 8.49 on the 4th. We've also continued to see hospitalizations climb. Today, we're at 133.
In preparing for the distribution, the State Department of Health has purchased 5 million syringes, 5 million needles, and 5 million alcohol swabs. Five different hospital systems have been identified as being able to store the vaccine at the required temperatures and to administer it. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.